So I'm going to get going. We're already a little bit behind, unfortunately. I was going to be so timely tonight, so I'm going to try to move ahead and maybe tighten up a little bit what I was going to say. But first, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Kathy Vigren, and I would like to very warmly welcome everyone here as part of the SIM community. We're very grateful that people came out on this cold and kind of rainy night to be here with us, so thank you very much for coming. And I'm here with members of the SIM Board of Directors and the SIM Senior Faculty, and we're very excited to be able to share with you tonight some of what we've accomplished here at SIM during the last year and what we're hoping and planning for the year ahead. Is this working okay, the microphone?
I think it's going to be a little farther.
A little farther from my, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So first I want to let you know that this is a really wonderful time for us to have this meeting. We've just completed a transition on the board that I wanted to tell you about a little bit. So we've had this transition underway for a while. We've been aware for a while that Dennis Warren, who's here tonight, his term as board president was due to end in March, so we knew that we had a challenge to kind of make a transition within the board. So we've been working very diligently and very fruitfully on that transition, and we have brought it to completion. We're pretty proud of ourselves, actually, for having done it, I've got to say. Dennis has done an enormous amount of work as president in the last 2.5 years, and now don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he's looking forward very much to devoting his time now to teaching and to program development and to some special projects that he may have an interest in doing. And we are planning a celebration to thank Dennis for his service on the board on the 22nd of March, so you are all invited to come to that. But tonight what I'd really like to do is introduce to you and identify for you the people who are involved in the two big interdependent groups that really serve and guide the SIM community, and that's the senior faculty, and all of our senior faculty is here tonight. So Dennis is our founding teacher and one of the three members of the senior faculty. Our community mentor, Diane Wild, is here tonight, so she's the second, and then Rich rounds out the group of the senior faculty, and he's up here with me tonight to share with you a report from the faculty about what they've been working on and what they hope to be working on as we move forward. Now, the other group that manages, obviously the faculty holds the teachings and bringing that to us in a variety of ways. The Board of Directors is really involved more in administrative work, serving the community by keeping financial things in order, by making sure that all the practical things that have to be done to make an organization like this work are functioning. So I wanted to identify for you those people. Most of us are here tonight. So my name, as I said, is Kathy, and I'm going to be stepping in as to take over the role of president now that Dennis is off the board. I've been on the board now for about 2 years and have been vice president for most of the last year. So that's a big switch and transition for me. Sarah Densler is our treasurer, and she's been on the board now for about a year. She's a very longtime community member, and she has been working very hard on a lot of our financial organizational work, and she'll be telling us, she'll speak next and tell us more about that and sort of fill you in on some things that we think are important for you to know about where we are financially and what we're doing to be responsible with the donations that you make to keep us going. Barbara Briscoe, the other thing about Sarah, in addition to doing her work as treasurer, is that she's been really supportive to me in stepping into this new role as president, so she's been a really key member of our leadership team, and I tell her often, but I'm going to tell you now too how grateful I am for her help and support. So that's been really important. Barbara Briscoe, who was not able to be here tonight, has also been on the board for about a year and has stepped into the role of secretary in the last 6 months. So she's also plays a key role in keeping the minutes going, has really been a big contribution. And just for your information, those minutes every month after they're approved go up on the website. So people who are interested in finding out what we're working on and what issues are before the board, those are available, and you can go onto the website and find out about that. Obviously the meetings are also open, so anybody who's interested in kind of seeing how things work and what we're doing and how we do business is very welcome to come, and the meetings are announced on the website too. Barbara Colton, who is here and gave announcements and brought the cookies and is going to do some important things like make sure we stay on time. She's already hopefully seeing how much time I've taken. And is going to take some notes for us tonight. So she's our member at large, has been a longtime community member and practitioner, and is our longest serving board member and is, has my gratitude as well. And then, last but certainly not least, we've got Jerry Simpkins, who's sitting here next to me and has been willing, believe it or not, to rejoin the board to help us at this really important moment of transition. So, you know, almost all of you, I think, know Jerry, but maybe, you know, maybe not everybody, and we have some newer members here tonight. So I was hoping, if I can move this around, that I would let Jerry talk for just a couple minutes to kind of fill you in a little bit on his background with SIM and why he's been willing to do what he's doing.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Jerry, and I think everybody knows me here. So I've been at SIM since 2001, and kind of hanging around. And you know, Dennis actually corralled me to be on the SIM board, and then, like, I don't know if it was months or maybe it was a year, he left the board, and I became the president. So I was on the SIM board as a president for a good long time, and it was fantastic. I enjoyed it, and I learned. I actually got to know all my fellow meditation friends here, you know, and so that was really useful, and I've always remembered that. And when the Dharma Center project came about, I got involved in that, and I got on that board also. So so that's important because I got to know all the other meditation people and groups around also, and how the boards work and stuff. And at some point, not too long ago, I got off the boards, and it was kind of pleasant also. I don't know. But, you know, actually, doing board service, doing volunteer service, stepping out of my comfort zone and everything, it keeps me involved, and it just became a practice, and it just became an enhancement to the formal practice of meditation and learning Buddhist ways and learning Buddhist teachings and stuff. And so it's been good all this time. It's been good. And so when Kathy was kind of anticipating stepping up, I offered to help her out. If I could help her out, how can I help you? And then she, like, grabbed my arm and twisted it behind my back. You know? And said, yeah, you could come back on the board. And I wasn't quite sure about that and everything. but it works out. I'm kind of in a little, what I hope, or well, I shouldn't say it that way. I'm in a little limited role of a board member. I might not come to all the board meetings, okay?
That was the deal.
But I will come if she's not there, and I will offer what experience or advice or whatever I can to the other board members, and I will offer my history, my vision of what SIM could be, what it was, history to all of you also. So that's why I'm here.
Deep bows to you, Jerry. Boy. Thank you, Rich. So I was going to take some time and kind of brag about all the things we've accomplished in the last year or so, but I'm looking at the clock, and it turns out that we really need to move along, because one thing that I'm very interested in doing tonight is hearing from you, hearing from everyone. So I'll keep it limited. I'll just say that we've done a lot of work. We've moved into this big, beautiful building. The organization has grown and really stepped into a whole new situation in the last year or so. We're looking now at the likelihood of having a $100,000 budget next year. We've got new financial obligations. We've been very fortunate to have good professional support. We've done all kinds of things to clarify what's going on with the organization financially, to set up new infrastructure, things that have been really important and really helpful to the board and not that evident to the community. We've been doing a lot of our own kind of a little bit behind the scenes work, and it's been very successful, and we're now at a point where we're actually feeling really good about it. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But this work has really absorbed us to a great extent, and it's been a little bit inward looking, and now we're at a point where we're really wanting to look outward to the community and connect with you, hear from you about what you think, what you think you want, what you think is needed, and more than anything, what you think you can do to help us. We're a small board. We're, I think, doing a good job maintaining a lot of things that need to be maintained, and as we hope to maybe grow and do some new things, we're really going to be looking for all of you to be here to help us out and to tell us not only what you think needs to be done, but how you think we can do it and how you can help. So I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to, as I say, not talk too much more. We did have a very nice meeting in December that was kind of the beginning of this new impulse to engage the community and listen to the community. And we did listen. We heard a lot of very interesting things, among them that people wanted to feel more of a sense of community, to be connected to the group, to have more a time to be with one another, to do for one another. So that's pretty exciting. There were a couple of preliminary things that we've begun to sort of experiment with that I wanted to get your feedback on. One is that we've begun to have these dinners once a month where people are coming, an hour early on the second Thursday to eat together and to visit and to get a chance to talk. And I've really enjoyed them. We've had a good turnout so far, and we'll see if it's something that really works and may grow. But for me, it's been an opportunity to just be with people and to have conversations that you can't just have maybe during the 10-minute break on Thursday nights, and also to meet new people. So we'll see how that goes. I know Margaret had mentioned that maybe some of us might contribute towards getting some food here to share with one another, so it won't necessarily be everybody bringing his or her own. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if it works for people. We'll see if it's something that we want to continue to do. The other thing that I was just going to mention before I turn it over to Sarah to talk about some financial information to share with you is that there, when we were at the meeting in December, there was a lot of talk about desire for community members to connect with one another around a variety of things. For example, ride sharing, social events, groups for people to get together, maybe hiking groups. There was a lot of talk about book groups. So for all of these things, one of the impediments, I think, is just how do we find one another and how do we include people and make sure that people who may be interested in participating know about it. So I talked to Sabitri just kind of briefly the other day about would there be a way to do some sort of a community bulletin board where people could find a way to let others know about what they need and what they can offer. So it's just an idea in a very nascent early form, but I'm interested in whether that would be interesting for people and whether people would feel this would be something that you'd do through your computer. And Sabitri says probably it would not be complicated, but you'd need something like a user ID and a password probably because you want to have a little bit of privacy around these groups. So I don't have any details really. What I'm asking now is this something that seems interesting to people, and would you be willing to use your computer to do it? So if it turns out that's something that we might want to pursue, then we'll get back to Sabitri and really start to talk about details and kind of what some of the issues and that we'd need to consider would be. So I'm going to stop by just saying that this meeting, I hope, will be the first of a number over the course of the year. We're going to try to do this periodically, have an opportunity for people to have input into what we're thinking and planning. So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you later this evening, so I'm going to not go on any longer. But thanks again for being here. And now I'm going to let Sarah talk a little bit about where we are financially. So if I can untangle myself from the wires.
Looks a little.
It might be hung up, or is it too short?
It's going around the table.
Well, we could actually go that way.
Okay.
No, here. That's
how many board members does it take to set up a microphone?
Give it back to me.
Oh.
Give it back to me. Grab Buddha, too. Here we go. Here.
Okay, and I'm going to try clipping it on. Okay, how's that for distance? Can you all hear me okay? Okay, my voice is coming and going a little bit because I'm on the edge of a cold, so hopefully it'll last. And I'm not going to talk very long because, as an anonymous person said to me, this kind of information is so very important, and yet it's not always that fun to sit and listen to. So I will try to keep it fairly brief, and if people have questions, you can talk with me about it afterwards or during the question and answers. So I just wanted to give a little bit of information for everybody, because I think it's important for people to know both about, just very quickly, about sort of the nuts and bolts of what we're doing around the finances, and then also talk on a higher level about our financial situation and the various sources of funding that we have and the expenses that we have, and then some of the next steps that we're going to be doing in this arena. So first I'll say that we made major progress in 2017. We came here, you know, started paying much more rent and got involved with this organization, and there's three sanghas and the SDC and everything. So it really changed our sort of our whole perspective on what it meant to be running SIM as an organization. And Dennis and Terry Bowles, who is our accountant that we hired last year, really worked extensively to set up this QuickBooks Online system so that we really could be having a much clearer and easy access to, like, what our income is coming in and what our different expenses are. And so we're able to now see much more easily and at varying levels of detail our income and expenses, which is tremendously helpful in terms of being a responsible nonprofit and also just, you know, being able to plan for the future. And you know, the idea of having all the financial stuff together is just so we don't have to focus on the finances. We can be focusing on the programming and what it is that we're all here to be doing. So, and then Sabitri had agreed to take over from Terry as our main QuickBooks consultant. So we have a contract with her now to do that. And she also volunteers a lot of her time. So she's doing website work and QuickBooks work and a number of other things, helping us set up things. And we're continuing to refine those processes and those the technology to make it work for us better. And then Jerry, among his limited duties that he is doing, he has stepped up onto the finance committee, so he's taken over Dennis's role in the finance committee with Kathy and I. So that's our part of our process of dealing with the flow of funds that come through. And then I want to give a bow to the Donna team that that has been so helpful, and we've just gotten some new folks. Some of you are here tonight who have joined that team. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate the ongoing people, because it is one of these things with all these different activities going on. It really helps to have a whole team who can help make all of the funding things happen, all the flow of Donna and everything happen. So really, many hands make light work in this arena. And along with that, we have to have good processes so that we all communicate well and do our part and know where we fit. So we're continuing to refine those pieces also. So that's for the more the nuts and bolts level. And then on the big picture level, I just wanted to share that, you know, we had a significant increase in costs and income both in 2017, and we're in a much better place now than we were a year ago. So I'm very happy to say that, because I stepped on as treasurer about 6 months ago and was losing a little sleep over how we were going to do all this. But it's really, we're in a much better place now. So, you know, there's still things to do. But our total income for this last year was about $80,000. And that's not including the retreat, which didn't happen. But if it did happen, we would have been dealing with about $100,000, as Kathy mentioned. And if you look at the handout that I produced, the top one is talking about income sources. And besides the blue event Donna, which is our Thursday nights and our Saturday one days, we have about a third of our income coming in through that avenue. And then we added the monthly donor program last year, and that's like another third of our income right now. And that actually was a little bit more even than the event Donna. And then we added the registrations also. And so that added another little piece. But even all of that, all of those three things together just barely covered all of our expenses for this last year. So we really needed the registration piece was a really important piece. And then the year-end Donna, which we were very happy with, the generosity that people showed at the end of the year there was a really good response. And even from some folks who are no longer sitting with us regularly, have moved away, but they still have ties to SIM in some way, or just feel like it's really affected them, they gave quite generously also. So, you know, we see people come and go, but the community's out there, and there's still people who care enough to want the organization to be successful and to want SIM to continue, so they're willing to give, which I was really touched by. But ideally, we would continue to stabilize our income stream throughout the year so that we're not reliant on the end of the year, Donna, and kind of waiting to see whether we're going to be able to cover all of our expenses. So that'll be an area that we'll continue to focus on this year. And then looking at the lower pie chart, just to give you a sense of where our expenses go, we have our basic organizational expenses, the orange, which again is roughly a third of our expenses, and that's things like rent, insurance, tools, supplies, you know, a number of things that are just sort of ongoing. And then the professional services, which is the yellow, which this year actually was a little bit bigger. We were doing a lot of work setting up the financial information with Terry. We expect that'll be a little less this year because we're kind of getting settled in and able to do things more efficiently. And then the green is the faculty and teaching staff. And for Donna going to them, and also expenses related to like Steve coming and things like that. I'll come back to that in a minute. So by having a better financial picture, that gives us the opportunity then to focus on some of the things that Kathy was talking about, and really look at program development and like what else do we want to offer? Are there other sitting opportunities? Are there other Sangha type of opportunities that we might want to have in our community? And also, are there other teachers we might bring in? And Rich is going to talk some about the upcoming thoughts from the staff, from the faculty on that. And okay, and I'm wrapping up here shortly. So I'm part of working on the finances. Is just we're continuing to refine our processes, as I mentioned, around the different administrative and financial tracking and all of that we're doing. So just going forward, and one thing I wanted to mention was that we are going to set up a website to be able to post the financial information. I know I said that back in November, haven't gotten to it, hope to do it by the end of the first quarter. But that is still our intention, to be able to post that information if people really want more information on an ongoing basis. And then the final thing I'll just mention is that that one thing that's happened, if you look at the income sources, if you look at the blue and the greens, those are all coming in towards the general fund account. And it's only the yellow that, the green and the yellow are all coming in towards the general fund account. The blue is the one that gets split for the teachers. So when we set up these other avenues to bring money in, it wasn't our intention it was our intention to get more money to cover the rent and things like that we needed, but it wasn't our intention to sway things too far that way. And we found that actually Teacher Donna was lower in 2017 than it was the year before, which was not the intention. And so we're going to be looking at that in the next few months and figuring out how to rebalance that so that, and I know several people have expressed concern about that, is that if they're giving monthly, they want to be also able to give, make sure that the teachers are getting sufficient compensation or getting sufficient Donna. So we will be looking at that over the next few months. We'll let you know when we've kind of looked at that and think about what the best way we might address that is. So I just want to make sure you are aware of that. So just to sum up, we're in a much better position than we were a year ago. We're still looking to stabilize sort of our income throughout the year. And then we want to make sure that our teachers are getting the adequate support that will help them continue to give us really great teachings and bringing in other teachers as we go forward. So that's it on the financial piece.
Can I just quickly, the basic organizational expenses, is that primarily the rent?
That's primarily the rent, and then it's other things like insurance and some of the ongoing fees that we pay for, like all the online things that we do, things like that. But rent's the big one.
And that was, of course, the biggest adjustment we had to make with the move.
Right.
Yeah.
And is there still something in the bank, So if you go negative for a year or two?
Yes. One of the good things is, especially with the year-end, the generous year-end donations that we had, it helped us come up to a level where we have just about a year's worth of finances now on reserve, which for a nonprofit is, you know, there's different schools of thought about how much money you should have in reserve to really be viable, but a year's amount is a really good amount. So, and we're actually, you know, we're now looking at like, okay, so now what shall we do with that? Like invest it or do something, you know, very carefully and cautiously, but maybe to get more than we have just having it sitting in a savings account, you know, so. But it does give us some cushion, you know, if something happens and we did go negative for a year or something, we have some backup now. So, yeah.
About a year ago, Dennis put out an email and told us we needed to give more monthly donations.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chart back there that showed what the number was, or how many, you know, the percentage. Where is it now, and do you need more monthly donations?
Well, we had aimed for about 3,000 a month, and we're at like 2,100 a month, I think, right now. So yeah, we still could use more on the monthly donation. Like I said, the registration in the year end helped fill in some of that need. But if we had more monthly ongoing, then that would help us be able to plan for the things that we want to do rather than kind of waiting to see if we've got the money. So I think we're going to move on. And if anybody has any additional questions, you can ask them later, or you can just come talk to me. And if anyone wants to actually sit and like look at the dollars and cents numbers, I'm happy to sit down with them at some time. We can go for coffee or something. So.
I knew we should have done that. Arranged the chairs differently. Huh?
So I just wanted to present kind of an overview of the programming that we had in 2017, what we're looking forward to in 2018, and possibly some other options of what's ahead. So as Kathy mentioned, Dennis, Diane, and I do the bulk of the presentations here. And in 2017, we also have senior student Laura Rosenthal. You haven't seen her much here because she's doing another class on Thursday nights right now, but she's around, and she's also been assisting Dennis and I with the beginning classes. So she did a few presentations in 2017, about once a quarter. But between the four of us, the rest of the presentations were sort of divided evenly between Rich, Dennis, between myself, Dennis, and Diane, and we did 45 of the Thursdays, of the 52 Thursdays, and we did 7 of the day-longs. So as was intended when this group was set up, the primary teaching is coming from within the group. There were 7 Thursdays in 2017 that were offered by outside teachers and 5 day-longs. So those were offered by Andrea Castillo, who did the bilingual day-long in August. Heather Sundberg from Mountain Stream, who's our main other presenter, she did 3 Thursday nights and a day long. Bruce Pardo, who's also affiliated with Mountain Stream and did 1 Thursday night. Of course, Kamala Masters, who did our February weekend in 2017, both a Thursday and a day long. Amitana Santi, who's a monastic that at the time was in Colorado but was transitioning out here and now lives in Santa Rosa. Did a day long, and Ayasanta Chita and Ayananda Bodhi did a day long, the nuns from the Placerville Aloka Vihara. And then Tony Bernhardt did 1 Thursday night. We offered 2 beginning classes. We did not have a residential retreat. Savitri offered Tai Chi, and Diane taught a class in the Brahma Viharas. We had several community evenings, and we started up a program of having Wednesday morning sittings here. When that started, Diane, Dennis, Laura, and myself were the only people hosting that. That was burdensome, shall we say. But we did that because we thought it was important. 2018, We've only programmed through June at this point, so you're getting half-year numbers now. The faculty will be giving 20 of the 26, so that's down just a bit from the pace that we were at last year, and we'll be doing 3 of the 6 day-longs. The other presenters that we're looking at, again, Heather is going to do 3 Thursday nights and a day-long this year. Steve Armstrong did the weekend in January to accommodate his schedule, and he'll also be doing our residential retreat in September. Tony Bernhardt, we've had some requests to have him more often, so we have him scheduled already for once earlier in the year rather than just having him do the September one when we're on retreat. So he'll be doing at least 2 this year. There's a question about next week. So we Heather brought to our attention a very senior practitioner who just joined the Mountain Stream community. She was affiliated with Gil Sangha, the Insight Meditation Community of Redwood City. Her name is Meg Galler, G-A-W-L-E-R. She began her practice with Suzuki Roshi at San Francisco Zen Center back in the day. And she's since moved to Theravadin practice, and she just completed a master's degree at the Institute for Buddhist Studies, and her specialty, her master's thesis topic was the Terigata, which is the verses of the enlightened women from the time of the Buddha. And she, I've listened to several of her talks, and she always throws in a little bit about that, but each one is completely different because she can really illustrate almost any subject using the verses of these women, and it's really inspirational stuff. So we're bringing her in for the first time this Thursday, and I'd really encourage you to be here for that. And I was going to ask, the women's sangha that was going here for a while was really interested in hearing her. Her original date was January, but then she wasn't able to make that. And I've looked on the schedule for the women's sangha, and I can't find it anymore. Was anybody here connected with them?
Is that the Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you let them know that she's coming?
I sure will.
Please? Because I looked for them on the SDC calendar and couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's something that, I guess, talking about a
bulletin board or something, yeah.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
You often don't know what's going
that's
on.
That's right.
And so it seems that we really, it's an imperative that we figure out a way that we can really invite people to know all
that's
of
right.
what's offered here.
Yeah.
But,
well, if you could please... March 8th, Thursday, March 8th, a week from tonight.
Their meeting isn't until, yeah.
Do you have like an email that you can?
Yeah.
If you could do that, because I lost the email that they contacted me with.
Suggestion, you might send it to Linda Decker and get her to disseminate it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure they even existed because they weren't anywhere on the calendar, but I can do that. Thank you. We also have Walt Opie who's coming in. He's been affiliated with Spirit Rock. And Diane was the contact for him, so he'll be coming in to teach this year. John Travis is coming back this year. We did not have him last year. John Travis will be coming for 2 Thursdays this year. We are co-sponsoring a day-long with Sacramento Buddhist Meditation Group with Franz Muckel, who is a very senior Tai Chi instructor, but he's also become a Vipassana a well-recognized Vipassana teacher. He actually ordained as a monk in the past. And we have agreed that that would be an appropriate day-long for Sim. So the date that he could make was our date, you know, the last Saturday in May. So Franz will be coming in May, and that'll be a co-sponsored day-long with SBMG and Sim. Noli Alexander, who's a really fascinating new teacher. She's in the teacher training program at Spirit Rock, just as Andrea Castillo's in the teacher training at Barre, Massachusetts at IMS. Noli will be talking with us later this summer. We're very excited about that. So that's the current lineup that we have lined up. We, as a faculty, we've agreed that we want to have Lori Wong back again at least once more this year. And we also hope to have the nuns coming in the second half of the year, at least Aya Santa Chita. Aya Nanda Bodhi's on sabbatical right now. As you may know, some of you may have been there, Savitri's class started tonight. I talked to a couple of folks that I hadn't seen here in years that were here for the class tonight. They're not here now, but that's very exciting. And then I don't know how many of you know Matt Russell, but he's a young member of our group that has been working with the Dharma Voices for Animals, and he has gone off and gotten himself the full MBSR teacher training. So we hope to have him offering MBSR in the fall. We have not offered MBSR here since Jeff Harden left.
What is MBSR?
Mindfulness-based stress reduction. It's the Jon Kabat-Zinn, Saki Santarelli curriculum for... Dennis has taught that in the past, yes. And it's been really a core part of the teachings of this community since the beginning, but we haven't been able to offer it for several years, so we're hoping to bring Matt on as a faculty member to teach that most likely this fall. We're still doing the Wednesday morning sittings, but our group of hosts has expanded to 8 people. And that's Dennis and I and then 6 senior members of our community. So that's really exciting to see the broadening of that group. And then we'll be doing more community evenings, and this is one of them. And that's kind of the picture for, you know, up through June, and then a little bit glance ahead of what we're looking at. The other little piece is that this will be the first time that there's not a faculty member on the board since this group was founded. So after Jerry was president, I was president for a while. And so we've always had one of the 3 of us on the board, and then previous to that, Sandra Sigrist, who was also went through Dennis's training program, was on the board. So we've always had at least one faculty member on the board. We don't now, and so we, the 3 of us, have committed to attending board meetings
in rotation,
so that there's always a faculty member there to, as Kathy said, in this interdependent relationship.
Thank you very much, Rich. So I'm hoping, now we're here we are, almost 9 o'clock, I'm hoping we can do 15 more minutes, because I really, really want to open the floor to people who have comments, questions, contributions. So hope that's okay. I'd like as many people to contribute as we can, so maybe just brief contributions.
And Fred has the handheld mic.
Yeah, Fred has a handheld mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Margaret.
We are recording this.
So that would be wonderful. Why don't you start us off?
I just want to say that's a really exciting lineup you've got, and it looks like a really exciting year ahead. And then I want to make a pitch as the coordinator for the SADET volunteers to give me a heads up a couple of weeks in advance of any course so that I can arrange for volunteers and someone to open the building and all that. But I would like to add that we've gotten a great volunteer response this year, that the SADET volunteer list of very committed people has expanded, and it's pretty exciting thing. But in any case, thank you for all that you're doing. That's really quite an amazing list.
Thank you, Margaret, for all that you have done and continue to do. I mean, can't even begin to thank you enough.
If it weren't for the volunteers, I'd be here alone.
So who else would like to contribute? Michael? Yeah, Maureen, Michael?
I guess 2 questions that could be quite long in answers, but you can maybe just give short answers instead. So are you guys at a stage now with the board where you think the day-to-day running of the organization is stable enough for there can be some thought about the really long-term strategic planning for the community? Like, one thing that comes to my mind is the senior faculty are increasingly senior, so at some point they'll need to be junior faculty for them, and is there anything like that on the radar, partly out of compassion for these folks?
Thank you, Michael. It's a great question, and it brings up again this whole interdependent relationship between the board and the teaching, the senior faculty. So, in terms of what the faculty's plan is going forward, I'm going to let Rich take that question.
Or my question really, is it an object of discussion?
Because yes.
Is it more, it's probably more than just a faculty issue, it's probably a whole community issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people won't come if there aren't teachers.
Right. It's actually been an object of discussion since the end of the last PDL course. The two-year course, the Practice Development and Leadership Program that Dennis put together that he's offered twice, last one ended in 2008. It's been an object of discussion since then, but, you know, it hasn't, the folks that are available to do that and the ability to offer it have not lined up yet. But the intention certainly is to offer a training course to bring on additional internal faculty going forward. There's no specific timeline now, but yeah, similar. Might not look exactly the same, but similar.
And then, as Rich mentioned, you know, there's been a lot of outreach to bring new people in and to supplement what the offerings. Just as Rich said, thank you, Jerry. But yeah, I mean, I think that's really important. And all this work that we're doing on the board to get the finances straightened out and to get the infrastructure and to make it sustainable to be on the board. And a lot of what we've accomplished in the last year has really been very, very instrumental in allowing the board to function in a way that's going to be more efficient. So you can be on the board. It can be an enjoyable thing. It can be a pleasure that doesn't take up all your time. So those are important things, but they're all really in the service of the teachings. So that's clearly something that we're definitely all together considering in terms of the future.
Well, and it's not a criticism. It's just like
no.
Another 10 years from now.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that into our consciousness. Did you have another question, or Maureen? You're gonna get a microphone, Maureen.
Just a quickie, when you were talking about the finances and the issue about, you know, now that we're doing registration and the teacher Donna shrinking and you guys trying to figure that out, you were talking about one area where you were doing that, but there seemed like there was another area that you do that too for the, and so it's, yeah, I just wanted to say that whether it's the week-long or the weekend ones or the all of these different events, people do kind of question when you're doing the registration, which is new, and then you're also, Sim is taking out equal amount for the Donna and the teacher. It's just like people wonder if the teachers are being supported. And mm-hmm. So that's all.
Yeah, that's definitely... thank you. That's definitely, we're going to be looking at sort of all of that. Some way to solve
that's
that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So it's like we're successful, and then now it's like, okay, now we need to relook at that balance again.
And the other thing was, well, you're probably going to talk about that. People getting together for doing other kinds of groups, how they would do that, or Kalyana Mitra groups and things like that, if you have anything to say about that.
Did you want to... Yeah, I mean, I think the idea behind this online possibility would be for people to connect with one another around things that they may be doing individually on their own initiative. So things that people, you know, for example, when Sarbel left the community, there was a gathering, but how are we going to let people know about that, for example? The book groups, there were a lot of people who mentioned book groups, and that would be something that wouldn't really be something that we're offering in any kind of teaching format, but Rich has said that he'd be willing to put together sort of pointers or supportive advice for people if people want to do that individually on their own. And the idea behind this bulletin board would be just to make it possible for people to connect with one another if they have things that they want to do.
Well, that reminds me, when you gave the Brahmavihara class, Diane, and we had the small groups, and then when we had the day long and we did small groups again, there have been a couple times, and that just was, I think, really successful as far as community building. And so he would insert that in as many different things. I used to hate it when Dennis did that, but I've been converted.
So that's a little sort of comment to the teachers, I guess. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have a... Jim and Gus, great.
How many members do we have in SIM? And how many active members? The reason I ask, I belong to a group called the Citizens Climate Lobby. We have 500 on the email list. We have 20 that come to the meeting, and we have about 10 who do 90% of the work. Mm-hmm. It's that way with a volunteer organization. So I'm wondering how it is with SIM.
Yeah, so are we. It's a really good question, and we've done a number of things to try to answer that question, but it turns out to be actually a rather difficult question to answer. You know, I don't know if you remember, for a while we were kind of trying to have people sign in, and for a variety of reasons it was too cumbersome and didn't really work. I think one thing, Jim, is that as we begin to do more and more online, as people register online, as a lot more things are happening online, then that actually leaves a record of who is participating. So it's something, that's another thing that we're thinking about seriously. Also about how are we going to reach out to people as they come to join us and maybe want more information. I know Dennis has thought about this, and so these are all, that's a very good point. I didn't bring it up tonight, but that's something that we're continuing to work with, because it's it'd be really useful to know that.
I think I've been a member since 2004. And I'm not as active as some of you people are, but the human element, getting to know each other, mm-hmm. name tags, mm-hmm. greeters, I mean, the greeting is phenomenal. It brings a human face to it. And all of these activities that you guys have planned are phenomenal. Imagine going hiking with Dennis. I know he's a hiker. So I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. It's really nice to get some positive feedback. So, Gus, did you want to say something?
Yeah. Great, thanks. To me, there's a bunch of stuff that we're facing. Like, we are getting older, and so the issue of death is something. And whether or not we support each other, or if that's part of what we want to do or not, these are just ideas. They're not, mm-hmm. you've got to do this. And another one on the other end of the scale is, how do we recruit young people effectively? Yeah. That this is someplace mm-hmm. they want to be.
And make them welcome once they give it a try.
Because I notice they show up, but they, at least from as far as I can tell, they don't come back often. Mm-hmm. And then... oh, there's one.
Why
are you coming back?
Don't discourage Ryan, who's just here for the first time, guys. So.
Oh, darn.
No, but I think it's a good point that you bring up. As people come, how do we make them welcome when they come,
yeah.
and how do we sort of extend a hand to them to continue to come? And those are, you know, those are important questions that got a little bit more of the finances organized and we're not so panicked about the day-to-day, I think a lot of these questions are going to be ones that we'll hope to really be able to engage with in a positive way. So.
Yeah, I think that's good. The other, like in my practice, chanting and things like that are important to me personally. But I'm wondering, like, would that be something we'd want to, is that part of this tradition or not? That's really a question. And... it would be another dimension of practice.
It has been, yeah. I know when I first started here, Jeannie Johnson was doing some chanting, and it was really sweet. We for a while had a kirtan evening going,
right.
and we also did some Theravadin chants, kind of thrown in every once in a while in between the kirtan. Back at the Friends Meeting House, that's not something that's translated over here. Although the groups that were Jay Nair's group and Michael Hatfield's group that were doing those evenings for us are still performing around town and, mm-hmm. Are announced on the SDC website. So we certainly have access to that. But no, we haven't done too much of the Theravadin chanting and except on retreat. Mm-hmm. So, it's
just an idea.
Point taken. Yeah, it's something, if we have enough interest and people are willing to carry that through, then maybe that's something we could pick up again.
And one last... Just one. Thank you for entertaining me so long. you know, poetry and art and maybe even drama are other ways of exploring the Dharma or putting it out there. And I'm just throwing that out as something that we could maybe encourage. Anyway, yeah.
You reminded me, Rich. You did a full moon observance, right?
Yeah, right.
Was it well attended, or do you think it would be something that people would like to do, like the Tibetans do the Nungne? But you know, the full moon and the dark, some kind of observance or a fasting, like do a half day or a half night or a something.
Yeah, the
like
tradition
that.
Is that you know, you start in the evening and you go all night.
Right.
And there was one other person here at midnight when I closed the place down. But, I mean, the evening that started had the regular turnout, and then people just stayed as long as they wanted. I mean, I certainly wasn't going to chain their legs to their chairs until midnight. But doing the all-night's a bit of a kind of adds another dimension of challenge to it. But, no, it was fun.
But in the nice weather, maybe.
In the nice weather, we could walk outside in the full moon. That would be the next step on that. But what it takes is for the full moon to line up with a Thursday night, which hasn't happened since. I just happened, when the three of us were programming, I just happened to notice on my calendar that Thursday that I just put my name down for was on a full moon.
Okay.
So, you know, I'd be happy to do it again the next time a full moon comes around on the...
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday.
Okay, thanks.
So it's almost 9:15, so I want to be respectful of people's time, but I want to, again, sincerely thank all of you for coming, for being here, for your support, for your interest, for your questions, and, you know, we're excited about moving ahead together. So,
and they know our emails.
Oh,
yeah, there are emails. So all of us have sactoinsight.org emails if people would like to communicate with us that way. Yeah, Maureen?
Diane did the Brahma Vihara class, but I didn't hear any mention other than the beginning classes. Are you guys going to do anything this year?
We don't have anything currently scheduled other than the Tai Chi class and the MBSR class in the fall.
Okay.
A hand just went up in the back.
Thanks, Fred. I plan on offering a class this summer. I was planning on doing it in the spring, but I'm helping Susan Orr while she's dealing with chemo and doing her listening class, but I'll be offering another class. I don't know what it is yet, but it'll be this summer. Yeah.
But the listening class is a good class.
Yes.
It's a good class. If anybody wants to
Well, I don't know about... But why don't you talk to us about... Sarah and I are both going, so we'd be glad to tell you about it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Susan prefers people not jump in. She wanted them to start at the beginning, and only those people stay. So, sorry.
Yep. Good thing. Yeah, Michael?
I know you're trying to end this.
I am. I'm really trying hard, though.
This one idea that I heard Diane have like 5 years ago, which I think is really great, and I think it'd be a good service to the board, which is kind of to have a I don't want to call it old-timers committee, but it's something like that where they would get together with coffee and start throwing ideas towards the board of maybe you should think about this, because you guys are probably still trying to keep your head above water most of the time, right?
Yeah. Well, we're doing better.
It's not a criticism.
No, I know.
It's not fun.
I'm just one of the messages from tonight is that our ears are open. I mean, we're really interested in hearing from people.
But it might be worthwhile. Diane, you might want to expound on this. This is not all of her idea, but part of it for them just to see trends that they're thinking about or questions that they have. But also part of, I know Diane's idea for this group would be to kind of track people that you haven't seen for 6 months or so, just kind of contact them. So like when Thomas Gangeloff, I don't know where he went, but when he went away about 6 months later, I see him on Facebook. But, I haven't seen him for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's I don't know why people leave. But it may not be we can get them to come back, but it would be nice to have that kind of contact.
And these kind of outreach and a lot of these ideas, which are great ideas, again, I'm just going to go back to saying that we're looking for ideas and we're looking for people to come and help us make them happen. So
I'm realizing by suggesting I'm...
So thank you very, very much. Deep bows to all of you. Gratitude for your being here. And we're really looking forward to the year ahead. So thanks a lot.